The marchers were a mixed bag of farmers and activists from Minnesota and surrounding states. Emboldened by words of faith delivered at a church service before the march, participants flocked together to the Capitol building. About 1,000 marchers filled the rotunda inside the Capitol. Farmers draped their arms over banisters with signs sporting phrases like, "It's not just a farm crisis, it's a rural crisis." Retired farmer and activist Ann Canton took the podium and addressed the crowd.
Families on the land are the best way to preserve the integrity of that land for the next generations. Farm families.
Canton questioned the amount of legislative support for proposals aimed at slowing the growth of large corporate farms for the benefit of small, family-owned farms. Proposals such as requiring labeling of genetically modified foods and blocking limited liability companies from conducting agribusiness in Minnesota. But there wasn't much political support when Canton presented her proposals to House Speaker Steve Swigum.
Will you support efforts in Congress to restrict concentration in the livestock and grain industries and unfair price discrimination against family farmers and place a moratorium on large business merger and acquisitions? Yes or no?
Well, that's a federal issue. That's, I mean, you said in the question it's a federal issue.
The crowd gave a cool response to all of Representative Swigum's answers. When asked whether he'd go with them to Washington, D.C., he said he'd be in Minnesota working to cut farm property taxes. Swigum, who grew up milking cows on his own family's farm, said he's sympathetic to the plight of rural Minnesota. He said a Republican development package will address many rural concerns.
Those concerns will evolve and will revolve around the farm, around the main street, around the nursing homes, around the schools.
He received light applause for a plan to bring nursing home reimbursements in rural areas in line with those in the metro. Small farm operators like Jeannie Roll, who came from Prescott, Wisconsin to attend the rally, say what they need most of all are higher commodity prices, so the next generation will have an incentive to remain on the farm. Roll says her sons can't afford to farm, so she's selling the family's 75 dairy cows.
Farmers are leaving, like farmers my husband's age and us, because we have no one to take over that farm, and it is so painful.
Small farm advocates plan to press their case at a demonstration later this month in Washington. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.